And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, that was a fast first hour. Coming your way here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Having so much fun with Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk in here this morning. We're talking fishing, having a great time doing it, and having fun talking to you. If you want to join us this morning, it has been a great show. Lots of fun, high energy, and boy, we're just so stoked to have Captain Dave in here, Corey, with us hanging and talking fishing. Pete Gray, as we said, out of the studio today. He's traveling down to Mexico, going to get some surf and some fish and some good time in with some buds. And you got Corey and I and Dave hanging with you for another full hour, having a good time this morning.
I agree with you, and I'm surprised that Pete wasn't flying to Michigan or somewhere colder country, right, with the nice weather we're having. I'm surprised he's actually up down in the subtropical, beautiful weather. And, yeah, having fun with
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim, yes. Thank you. And in studio with from the Tomahawk and having fun. You want to join us, 833-288-0973. We can do it that way. And the lines have been completely full the whole time, and Dave's a popular guy. Send us a text via the app. You can do it that way. And as Rick promised, not only are we giving away a day-and-a-half trip on the Tomahawk, but as Rick promised, we've got the surf guru. That's Mr. Gundy Gunderson. Good morning, Gundy.
How you guys doing today?
What up, Gundy? Well,
stoked with the surf report, man. Bring it on.
Yeah, you know, it's window fishing with the weather, you know. You just get these fronts roll through, some wind roll through. You know, 2-3 days of decent weather, and it's time to take a look, and that's what some guys are doing. You know, not a lot of coverage, but still some catches made. And keep in mind, the water temp's still over 60. You know, that's kind of interesting stuff for January. Hook, line, sinker reported good perch action, probably the best bet up there on the better weather days. The nicer ones, 10 to 13 inches, so that's good quality fish. We're starting to see that come around. The end of January here, we probably see a spawn. Curly tail grubs, paddle tail grubs working real good. They had 3 legal halibut up there to 28 inches on the flukes. Just Fishing reported some perch action on the better days. Hermosa near the pier there, and then Manhattan Beach, the two of the better spots. Smaller quality fish, maybe 5 to 8 inches, you know. Also a 4-pound striped bass taken off El Segundo. Anchovy in around LA Harbor there reported some halibut action. Not real, I think 30 inches was a better fish, but they're getting them at Shoreline Drive, Dog Beach, White Flukes. The fluke bite is really good right now. Drop shot, right? White Flukes was doing the job. Those guys, perch are mostly small there. And then
last year, it sounds like we're losing. Yeah, that's a bummer, too.
Before this last run of weather, and it was taken in Carlsbad Lagoon on a Texas-rigged white zoom fluke. So there's the fluke again. There are also other striped bass catches off the jetty. In and around Oceanside Harbor has also been fishy. They had a few fish off the jetty. These are like 4 to 8-pound fish. A couple on anchovy, a couple on swim baits, a couple on those drop shot flukes. So it sounds like there's a school running around there. And then there's also some perch, spotted bay bass, halibut, mostly smaller. But that striped bass thing keeps hanging in there, I tell you. You know, as long as there's bait in on the beach and you can locate that bait, I think you have a shot at a fish.
What a crazy deal, Gundy. I mean, that we are more now with that striped bass. I mean, it's here to stay. It's a spotted fluke thing or whatever it means, but keeping it on the drop shot, I mean, you keep it right in the bite zone and analyze them with it, I guess, right?
The current, a lot of times, will animate that bait, you know, so you can fish it pretty static, pretty slow in the right areas.
Effective technique for that halibut and the appreciate your reports every week. Your voice is recovering. You sound good.
Sound better, buddy.
Yeah, definitely. And wish you well. Look forward to next week's report. And, yeah, great job. Appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we got some nice weather this week, so I imagine we're going to see some more catches this week.
I agree with you. Yeah, our, you know, slightly easterly wind, you know, almost northeast for the entire 7-8 day period here, Gundy. So
yeah,
really looking forward to next week's report. And yeah, if you ever wanted to get out surfacing, right now is the time, man.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, and you still see a little bonita around. That's telling you that anchovies around and that striped bass loves that anchovy. So it's all worked together right now.
Yeah, some great words, Gundy. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week. And
all right, have a good week.
Thank you, Gundy.
Thank
you, Gundy. And that was brought to us by Bill Varney's CCA calendar. It's the 2026 version. And Rick, do you still have them in the shop?
We got them. Yeah, we got them. It's the best tide chart ever. In addition to cool fishing bows and, you know, pertinent dates, like, all in there. But I don't know what I would do without having that calendar for the tide charts.
Well, if you don't want to step into your local shop, wherever you're at there in Southern California, you can find them on surffishtackle.com.
You got it, man. Wait, phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody's dying to talk to Dave. Let's jump right back into it.
How about Hills? Talking about surf fishing right there. Hills in Ventura, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm heading to the beach, some surf fishing right now. But, good morning. And, Dave, I want, you know, last time, well, not the last time I saw a tomahawk, but I wrote it some years ago. But I was down there in the Fisherman's Landing with my buddy Chava that I fish with a lot. And we were looking at the tomahawk, and they had, like, a blanket over the bow. And I go, what's up with the tomahawk? And Chava said, well, they're fixing the bow. And my question was that you fixing it when you first got it or something?
I know we had the boat fully wrapped with scaffolding on the inside when we redid the house. And probably could have been doing a small project. Well, I can't remember if that was me or not. I know I'm down there every day doing stuff, but very much so. I know we did a lot of work to it, beefing stuff up and, you know, making it what it is right now. So good chance it was me.
Both solid rolling. And again, when do you guess you'll have maintenance kind of buttoned up and ready to go for the season? Or is it the type of thing where that time never comes? You'll continue to pick away at things and then, you know, you obviously get the big ones hit that have to happen, mm-hmm. but I'm sure the list is forever going as a boat owner.
Yeah, it's do stuff. So as much as I want, I have to get the boat running, making some money, bringing in some money. So realistically, I'm going to try to capitalize with the stretch of good weather on painting the deck. Cause usually that's the very last thing.
Okay.
Of course, climbing in out of the engine room, paint the deck last when all that stuff's done. So that's the plan. Get the deck painted, be ready, within the next week or two.
I like
always
it.
Always add an extra something, though, because you say a week and it ends up being two. So, yeah, probably 2 weeks.
I love it. Well, hey, I had a fun text. And, you know, I always hesitate to read too many of these, but there's 50 of this exact same text. But I really like this one. Said, I had an absolute blast fishing with Dave and the Tomahawk crew. It was our first time in late August, and it was close to a full moon. Dave and his crew pulled about a dozen cow tunas with the most legendary kite work I've ever seen. You have never seen a captain and crew work so well together in kite fishing. It was a well-oiled machine. I'll be booking again this year. I can tell you one thing. This captain fishes harder than anyone else I've ever fished with, and he's all about the business. That's from Sam in Portland, Oregon.
Thank you, Sam. That's kind. Awesome.
There's a lot of accolades just like that.
You know, I remember that trip.
I hesitate to just keep reading the same things, but there's a lot of fan mail of, we love Dave, we love the Tomahawk, keep it going, can't wait, coming again. But, there's a lot. You got a lot of very big fans out there, Dave.
That's awesome.
No doubt. Corey, you said you had a good text coming through.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few, like you said. And good morning, everyone. Had a question for Dave about the bunk situation on the Tomahawk. Are bunk assignments first come, first served, or can you choose your bunk after booking your ticket? And that comes from Jake in Carlsbad.
Yeah, when you call and make your reservation, you can book your bunk. It seems like more are getting on that one, too. But majority of the time, it's a first-come, first-show. But there is trips where, you know, say that a lot of group of people know about that. So that's an option. You can call when you make your reservation. You can have your bunk as well. So when you check in, you already know which bunk you have, and you're already locked in. So it can go either way. You have the option to pre-book that bunk along with your reservation.
How cool, right? Yeah. I mean, you mentioned the 12 oversized bunks and the others being twins. I mean, yeah. they're all good size.
Yeah. If you're in a small one, you're in a giant one. If you're in a giant right. one, you're
exactly.
you got room to party.
Right.
No doubt. Well, hey, phones are still packed solid, Corey. Let's do it.
Let's do that. Yeah, and they've been full the entire time. How about Mike? Mike Cohn from Solana Beach. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
What's up, Mike?
Doing well.
Good, good. Hey, Dave, I'm from the last trip for the Indy trip, and you helped me a million times because I was almost like an amateur.
How you doing, Mike?
Yeah,
I remember. No, everything was good, man. Was
thank
fun.
You for all your help, man.
Awesome, dude. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You really made me my return trip after missing 4 years quite awesome.
That worked out
and,
good.
And, hey, Ricky, this is Mo, and I'm wondering if you guys are going to have those off-site radio broadcast.
You know, Mo, I mean, I hope so is the right answer. It's a Pete thing. What we're a little more tethered to, which at least, you know, Pete would give you a much better answer than I think what caught us by surprise was the popularity that the audience has taken to watching the show with Facebook and YouTube and all of the other ways to take in Let's Talk Hookup. The biggest problem that persists is there's a lot more equipment that it takes to run those off-site. You know, when it was just the mixing board and the microphones, it was very easy to do the off-site live broadcast. And now there's just so many more facets to do in the show that taking that equipment and engineering of it is just a lot more difficult. So my answer to you is I hope so. I don't really know. It's definitely more of a question for Pete. But it's definitely not like it was in the old days when all we really needed was a good cell phone signal and a couple of outlets. It's just a lot more to it. So it's tougher to make the show happen in a live format. But I would say stand by and, you know, hopefully we can make that happen.
In all honesty, Rick, there's a little bit more than a tether, right? A little bit more than a tether. And it's so difficult when you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook Live, you can see everything in here. So difficult, like you said, to take the entire world headquarters yeah. here and relocate that.
And the problem, too, that exists is, you know, like, oh, well, no big deal. Just go back to the show. There's so many people that have taken to consuming Let's Talk Hookup in the all the different alternate ways there is to do so. It's hard to, you know, you're going to alienate a lot of the audience if you don't have the YouTube version or you don't have the app version or whatever it might be. So anyways, well, I appreciate the phone call, Mo, and I can tell you one thing. I sure like doing them. And, you know, even if the live broadcast doesn't happen, I know Pete's going to be back at PCS show this year, so there'll be some fun outings that we have coming up for sure. Well, hey, I had another fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I always love our charters on the Tomahawk. A couple years ago, we did our first two-day charter, and we were near San Clemente at 2 o'clock in the morning fishing bluefins, having a great trip when off in the distance the Navy started doing aerial bombings. Dave was very safe, very respectful. Even though we didn't need to, he moved us a little farther outside the area, continued to get us on fish, and we were treated to an amazing light and sound show. Mm-hmm. Thanks for a great job keeping us safe and, more importantly, keeping us on the fish. And that was from Tony.
Awesome.
How cool is that, right?
That's a little bit of a wild one.
So much happens out there, right?
Yeah, and a lot of movement, that's for sure.
Right. And you logistically, sometimes they only want you a few miles outside of their zone, right?
I remember that night, too. It was like, man, they didn't put anything out. It was definitely a light show for sure, sound show.
Crazy. Super crazy.
Same distance, safe to their standards, and, you know, I even took it a little farther, so yeah.
I can remember being on the Islander, Let's Talk Hookup, you know, the kayak
yeah.
trip, and we had the fighter jets hugging the water, like literally, I don't even think, 100 feet off the water.
Oh my God.
Shooting toward the island, and right before the island went straight 90 degrees up.
Crazy.
What a job.
Full top gun status.
Like we're fishing between China and Pyramid, and they're doing that right alongside us, like a mile and a half from us, you know?
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
Some of the stuff that happens out there is pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's jump back into those phones,
Let's
Corey.
Do that. How about Ryan? Ryan Combe from Irvine. Good morning, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, Let's Talk Hookup crew and Captain Dave. I just want to start off by saying that the Tomahawk has always been one of my favorite boats. It was actually the boat where I caught my first 200-pound bluefin.
Wow. Hey, congratulations.
So, yeah. I just want to say thanks, Dave, for such an amazing trip and good experience. But my question to you is, do you ever think when you're dropping a jig at night that you can drop a jig a little too fast? Because I felt that last year, that a lot of the bites on the heavier style jigs, I was getting short bit or even snagging them. But some of the bites on the lighter style jigs, like, you just can't get down deep enough to get bit. So what do you think?
I think absolutely. It does matter, you know, how fast we're drifting. That always, you know, filters into how heavy a jig I fish. So if we have stale, calm, you know, really minimal drift, I like doing the lighter gram jigs. Just that sink rate's better. It's only time I start doing those heavier ones is when we're drifting, you know, a knot or, you know, knot and a half, which is fast. You know, I'll apply, you know, a 350 gram. Very rarely go over 400 gram, but I for sure have been trying to use a lot of that smaller, just adapt to what we're fishing, how fast we're drifting, gram size jig. So no drift, I'm trying to use a 180 or, you know, 200 gram jig with no drift, and, you know, just seeing how fast our drift is. And that's, you know, something I try to do good at too, at least putting you guys or letting you guys know there, you know, through my PA talks. I know I do a lot of those, but trying to even get better and just making sure, like, hey guys, drift's fast, I'd use this. Hey, drift slow, use this. So that was a good question. I think it does matter.
That's one of the positive comments that we hear at the top of the dock and the landing that guys like fishing with you so much is that you're very information forward coming onto a school. Like, they say no matter how many times you get onto one, that Dave's very good at, like, coaching everybody through it. Where, you know, fish are starting to come onto us, they're at this depth to that depth, this side of the boat, keep, you know, that you're just very information forward, which, you know, it's a huge, if you're the guy down there dropping the jig, you know, now that you've got the right size jig, cause the boys on the boat had you tied up ahead of time, you've got your mark spectra, so you know exactly how much you need to sink to get to 250 feet. And Dave's calling out, hey, there's fish at this depth to that depth. It really helps keep you into the zone as the fisherman. And we hear a lot of positive comments about it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank
you. How many, I mean, I have a question because, like, bass fishing, yeah, obviously more the inshore guy, right? Mm-hmm. Than the offshore bluefin, nighttime. Bass fishing, a lot of the bites will come on the sink, like the majority, mm-hmm. really. I mean, you can get some on the wind and it does happen that way, yeah. But what do you think the percentage? I mean, I'm asking both of you, right? Like, what on the sink versus the wind or jigging? Like, what is it, 50-50?
I think it's more like 70-30 or even 80-20.
So the fall being the primary.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, Dave's the guy to answer that, not I.
Yeah.
To always try to think back, give the most truthful answer. I feel like, God, I was getting a lot of bites on the winding. For whatever it is, yeah. and you know, if I'm dropping a jig trying to hook in hand, I'll always, you know, holler it out. I was on the sink, mm-hmm. or hey, that was on the wind, and just that perspective of at least being in tune, like, okay, I'm down way far enough, but I still have that chance to get bit in on the wine.
Right.
So at least trying to give everyone that information line of, like, all right, well, if you didn't get bit on the sink, you still can get bit on the wind, and you know, jig gets scoped out, winding up, resetting. God, I feel like on the sink it probably a 60-40.
Yeah,
me.
Interesting. Yeah.
Now, when you're winding the jig back too, is it a is it wahoo fishing where you're turning the handle as fast as you physically can? Is it just a nice mellow pace? Is it somewhere a little faster than that, but kind of in between? Like, what do you like to do?
Pretty fast, but not to where I'm like burning myself out fast. So it's just fast on the note of, like, I want to get this bite, reset. Yeah. My jig still's, you know, straight up and down, and man, resetting, I always can't emphasize on that one enough. Someone gets scoped out or a couple fish coming together. It's like everyone still wants to keep fishing to get that bite, but it's like, man, winding up, resetting, getting away, getting to a whole nother corner of the boat. It's like that's seeing those signs.
That's
for sure.
Definitely the one thing I hear from all the primary captains, right? Like that whole straight up and down is so darn important.
It is. Yeah. Just knowing where your jig's at and just, yeah.
But getting scoped out a little bit.
Getting more than that 45 degree angle out.
You're just not, it's not gonna happen.
Wishing, not fishing.
Yeah.
What do you do? Put yourself in the angler shoes. Run us through what you do when you do get a bite. You know, rod and reels and free spool, and that jig stops and shakes and it does the things that it does when a fish gets a bite. Like, what's the proper move to get yourself tight and attached and off to the races? And then maybe consequently, what's the wrong thing to do when that happens? I'm sure you've seen a lot of both.
I'm guilty of fishing it and getting a bite, winding, setting the hook. I'm guilty of it too. Your adrenaline gets going. But how I feel the best, at least if I was game plan going into it, dropping my gig. Of course, I'm always giving everyone the hey, almost, you guys, you know, everyone's standing in the bow. It's like that whole conveyor belt thing, drop your jig. But how I fish when the boat gets settled, I'm pitching off the downwind corner and I'm just rod on the rail, dropping it to that depth. Jig stops, put it in gear, leaving the rod on the rail and just turning that handle until the fish pulls line.
Just get everything tight. Line,
you know, everything's set. Bend your rod. It's like those are those key things. That's like, okay, jig set. Hooks are set.
Resist the urge to get a bite and swing.
That's just the whole leaving it on the rail. If the rod's up in the air, your natural reaction is going to be to pull it back up against, no matter who you are.
That's what we grew up doing.
It's like on the rail at least helps with, you know, focusing on turning the handle versus setting the hook. But I'm guilty of trying to set the hook too, so.
That's good. That's a good tip. And that's a real answer too.
It is. Yeah, you know,
the on paper answers. I've never swung my whole life. Yeah. Turn the handle a couple of, let's be real, man. We all get jumpy. I bet, you know. That's cool. All right. Well, let's jump back into those phones, Corey.
Let's do that, Rick. How about Jason? Jason calling from San Diego. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hook Up, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year. Yeah, how's it going?
What's up, Jason?
Going good, man.
Captain Dave, you're awesome. All right, my question is, though, with all this time on the water, what is the craziest thing you've seen on the water, the most memorable, you think, biggest fish, and your go-to knot?
Oh, some good questions.
Pulling out the book here.
Right?
I'm going to have to look at the album here.
Right?
I really do think some of the coolest stuff I saw was at Guadalupe Island, back when we were able to fish. And I feel like that was the fishery that was like, you know, the boat called me, asked me if I could work a trip, and they would go on to Guadalupe, I would shift all to be able to go fish it. And, of course, things were different now. We can't fish it. But I feel like some of the best times, best fisheries. And
both in like the I would bet in the fish catching, but also the wildlife part of it also.
That was, yeah, for sure. Just, you know. Discovery Channel really made these things look different. You see them up close, it's like, wow, they look huge up in person, just backs wide as cars. It's like Discovery Channel, this don't even do justice.
Yeah.
So for sure, that was probably some of the better memories or, you know, experiences, just being able to fish that. And lost track there.
What's big fish that's come aboard the Tomahawk under your?
I think a 280.
Holy 280 was the big. Wow.
And that was the first season I had the boat. Okay. And it's like, I know there's been some bigger ones, or not bigger ones, but ones as big. But I think the 280 mark was probably the biggest we've bunkered on the Tomahawk.
And how did that fish come?
That one was knife jigging.
No kidding. Yeah, wow. Yeah. I would have thought for sure you'd say a kite fish.
I know. That one was a knife
280
jig.
280 on a knife jig. Like,
yep.
Nighttime? Nighttime. Wow.
Wow. Yep.
Crazy.
Yep, I remember that. And it was a lot of the 100, 120-pound fish, and just for whatever reason, that one came up to gap. Like,
whoa.
Do you think daytime would have been probably a little more difficult? I mean, I'm assuming. Nighttime.
That kill time ratio at night's just big difference from daytime. It being faster. At nighttime. Yeah, there's some duration battles, but I feel like able to kill those fish faster at night.
You're just able to keep them confused and
something about it. Yeah. They're easier at nighttime.
Still good
thank
battles.
God. Yeah.
Still good battles.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you don't get your butt kicked at nighttime, but
yeah.
But there's, yeah, you got that right. Well, Corey, let's find out what's going on the water. We got our man, the fishdope.com reporter, the anglers realtor, standing by this morning.
And Rick, it's brought to us by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, and it's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And now with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. They have more same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or just check them out at fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. Good morning, Yusuf.
What's up, Yusuf?
Not too much. Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing good, great. Man.
Good, good. Well, fishing is definitely winter fishing now. We're kind of getting back into it. It's going to be a little bit more of the bass stuff and that kind of thing. So start up in Santa Monica Bay. There's a decent bass bite going. Twilight hours is the best right now. Leadhead squid combo is working very, very well. The PV coast is also seeing some big calico bass. Some of it's on the surface. Crankbaits and swim baits are working great. Over in Catalina, the island is completely jugged with squid. the stuff on the back or on the front side and the back side. The halibut fishing on the backside slowed down a little bit, but still fairly good. And there are a few yellows being reported back there. Down below that, Mission Bay is still the hot spot for catching pretty much as many bonito as you want right now. These are getting bigger, like you guys were talking about earlier, like 4 to 5 pounds is pretty much the common now. A lot of them are hanging out about 300 to 400 feet of water out off of Mission Bay and are caught super easy trolling feathers. Also, a lot of people are using little tiny Colt snipers, and those are pretty deadly. But you know how it is with bonito. They eat just about anything when they're this thick. down below, rock pile, not a lot of reports coming from down there. Rock fishing on the South Nine is really good right now. Colonette is about the only show going. There is a small kind of slow yellowtail pick there. From some boats that were down there. I think they're heading back today. They did come back with some big lings and big reds, so the rock fishing down there is outstanding. And that's all I got for you guys today.
Boy, we'll take that, man. If that's what our January reports are consisting of, good weather, wide open bonito fishing, good fishing for the boys down south, we'll certainly take that. Yosef, a great job, great report. Appreciate that very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
That sounds great, guys.
You got it, man. How's the real estate game with the little upturn, new year starting, tax time, all that kind of stuff? What's the latest in that world?
This week, the bond market's really strong. Trump announced that they're buying up $200 billion in bonds. So anytime the bond market is strong, the interest rate goes down. So we saw interest rates this week, day before yesterday, fall to 5.9. The first time it's been below 6 in 3 years.
That's awesome news.
So all the people that bought the past 3 years, it's time to talk to your lender and get that thing refied. And then we should see a big turn in the market here in the next probably month. And buyers will come off the couch and start buying again.
Love it, man. Well, we're glad to hear it. Glad to hear that's going to keep you busy. If somebody wants to keep in touch with you for a guy that really has your back in that real estate world, how do we do that?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can hop on my website, sportsmansrealty.com. If you have a house you want to look into the value on, you can go to socalhomeeval.com, and we will send you a home evaluation.
That's awesome. Well, great news, buddy. Sure appreciate that, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a great week.
Thanks, Yosef. Hey, I got a fun text from our buddy Scott Sherman as a little reminder for the upcoming the Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament, which benefits Captain Rawl, is going to be April 18th this year, and a really fun time. Last year, they raised $25,000 for Captain Rawl's Kids at Sea.
Incredible.
So, yeah, just awesome. A great job, a big fun raffle,
just a fun time.
It's awesome, man. I'm really proud of those guys, and what a great thing. And it's a fantastic tournament. Super well run. It's a lot of fun. It's no pressure. There's some great fishermen. They do a great barbecue afterwards. It's just a really, really fun time with some great guys, and obviously benefiting a fantastic cause, sending kids out fishing. It's I don't even know what the number is. I think it's in its 50 something annual, 50
Crazy.
Years this tournament's going on, and they don't last that long if they're not run super well, and the tradition certainly continuing. So we'll look forward to keeping you more up to date as that comes, but keep that on the calendar. April 18th, it's coming up.
And knowing that they're benefiting Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, what a cool thing, because I think only for a couple of years they've done that.
Yeah.
And to have it go that direction is super cool.
Yeah.
To know you're participating, having a great time, fish tacos afterwards.
Totally. The money's always gone to a very deserving cause.
Yeah.
I know it's been elder care, it's been hospice, it's been kids, it's been everything. It's been a lot of different things, but how cool that they're investing in the future of fishing, and that's what Rollo is, man. You're sending kids out fishing, and you just never know. Some kid that's never been before goes out fishing on the Dolphin, catches himself a 5-pound bonita, like, the hook is set. Man, and he might be the next Dave Ebraham.
Just good from the heart.
Yeah,
man.
No doubt about it.
Hey, we're going to be right back. More with Dave Ebraham when we return on the Let's Talk Cook a Path YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. Or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independent Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
In 1977, Ford F-Series became the best-selling trucks in America. 33 million trucks later, Ford has kept that title every year since. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to repeat that again for the next 49 years. F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, and Ford, the most awarded brand for new vehicle quality among trucks. Get ready to power through whatever this new year brings in a Ford. Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma's Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun. And Rick was sharing the monster truck with his family. It's so cool.
Dave and I were talking about Monster Jam with the boys.
Right?
Yeah, Dallas and Wyatt and I and my mom and sister all went to the monster trucks last night. And I know, Dave, you're taking your little dude today.
Yeah, today, yep.
It was a good time.
Right?
That's pretty
fun.
Oh,
I can only imagine.
It was a really fun show. The boys had a blast.
Oh,
it was,
man. Cool. Nothing better.
Yeah, we were sharing videos of trucks jumping and both the boys grave diggering up. And Wyatt's like, all monster trucks this year. You know, he was really hoping for Santa to bring him a monster truck, and he came through. Obviously, Wyatt was good all year, and he got super lucky, and Santa brought him a Gravedigger monster truck, and he is just, man, he was so about it last
That's
night.
That's crazy. How old is your boy, Dave?
Seven.
Oh, he's going to be fully
questionable if he's going to wear the earmuffs this year, because prior years it was always the earmuffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Too loud. Like, let's see here.
Both the boys are rocking, and Waylon, who's our youngest, was not into it. He just didn't want, you know, he was fighting, wanting to take the headphones off. But yeah, it's loud, man. Those trucks are the real deal. Like, it was something. But yeah, great time, man. It was really
pretty
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear what Dave thinks. It was a good time. Yeah.
Well, we're having such a great time in studio. And again, if you want to join us, Jeff's waiting for you at the Fan, 833-288-0973. Having so much fun. The lines have been nearly full the entire time, Dave. They love you, want to talk to you. Or you can send us a text via the app, and giving away a day and a half trip on the Tomahawk at the end of the show. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, we're having a fun night. I wanted to start this one off with a text before we dive back into the phones, which are still absolutely jam-packed, by the way. And as Corey said, if you want to get in on the phones, 833-288-0973 is how you do it. It says, good morning, gentlemen. My question is for Captain Dave. I was really interested in chartering the boat for a group of lady anglers. What's the minimum people that we need? What's the information in terms of doing a day and a half charter? That's from Kathleen and OB.
Kathleen and OB.
Fun to do an all ladies charter,
yeah,
right?
I know. I got hit up for another one. I thought we had Rose hit us up who wanted to do a charter with lady anglers.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. The amount of people really just depends, because we charter rate for the boat per day. It's all listed on the website, TomahawkSportFishing.com, and or Fisherman's Landing too. And it just depends how much you want to break that number up between each angler. So,
right? You can go with two people and split that cost in half, or you can go with 10?
We've had three-day trips with 10 people.
Really?
So they divvied up that hole right between them, and it was like, oh, more power to you.
That's a trip I want to be on.
Right, exactly. So it just depends how many anglers and how much you want the ticket fare to be per angler. So depending, 18, 20, I feel like for the setup, 20 would probably be a good number.
What a fun way to do it, too. Get a group of gals together. He's no pressure, easy to go, not worried about anything. And obviously, you guys do a great job with the boat. You know, one thing we touched on kind of early, but haven't talked a whole lot about is the meal plan and food that you guys do. And it's another thing that gets brought up a lot is, you know, just again, like a lot of your long range, you know, background, you guys do an elevated food on that boat.
Yes, exactly. Meal plan, just it makes it easier, especially with this night and day fishing we've had. You know, having the meal plan at least gets you a little better price on the meals, but it also tells Nick how many meals he has to cook, because Nick's the type he'll get on the roof and be glassing, or you know, sending a deck hand down to take a nap because he's been up all night, so Nick would come out. So it creates that just how much to cook and just efficiency and all that. So meal plans, on the note of knowing how many people are going to eat and get you a little better price on the meals.
That's awesome.
And yeah, keeping it a notch up, man. You know, there's nothing wrong with boat burgers and breakfast burritos, but we try to just do a notch up. Obviously, yeah. There's just, we do that, charter groups that even request the burgers and burritos. So, you know, you do have that option too on a charter. If there's food you can't eat or don't want or prefer, you know, calling Fisherman's Landing and they take note to it. And when I go in there and I see it, and I make sure the cook's aware of it and all that.
What have been some of your favorites that your chefs put together for the guys, you know, on your 2 and 3 day trips?
He has some. He, you know, makes his own sauces, and it's always a treat just on, you know, meals he's going to cook. But I feel like just the long-standing short ribs.
Okay.
Short ribs, traditional, garlic mashed asparagus. It's like one of
That's pretty hard to beat, man.
Making me hungry.
Yeah, especially on a day pot where roast. You're needing that fuel for bluefin and all night.
Yeah, just trusty. You know, pot roast stuff, same style, and, you know, dessert to go with it. But, I mean, he's just good on all angles. And even a couple of the relief guys we have, which this year I'm going to have, you know, guys on the same caliber and willingness to put out good food like that.
That's truly the long range, quote unquote long range, coming from the American Angler and some of the other big boats.
That's right, yeah.
You're not getting a pre-boxed lasagna getting heated up.
No, negative. You're getting a custom sauce, but I'm sure you're asking him how he made it.
And, that's cool.
What's the recipe, I'm sure.
But it's little touches, man. That's what's keeping you, you know, it's a competitive field that you're in. There's no doubt about it. And it's not easy to take a boat like yours and in short time put it at the highest level. And you guys have done it.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely,
that's
man.
That's cool. Well, we dig it. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's dying to talk to you, Dave.
How about Carl? Carl Cullen from Escondido. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning,
Carl.
Hey,
Carl.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was going to ask about the bunk, if you could book a bunk, and you already said you could when you do your a deal, but if I happen to win this, can I upgrade it to like a 2 or 3 grade a day?
With taking just whatever the day and a half trip costs and adding it towards just a more day trip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, yes. How about that? That's cool.
Show some love.
Awesome, Dave. Well, that's awesome. There you go. Yeah. Carl, hopefully you're the big winner. Appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Had a fun Texas. Good morning. This is Chuck from Dana Point. I need to give a huge thank you to Captain Dave. I was on the 095 in November of 2016 when you called us in a bite that you had going on. We were having a little bit of a tough go, and I believe you had completely finished and had limits for the night, but kept them going until we got there and put us on it. We caught fish till 2 a.m. because of you. I want to say how much the teamwork that you put into it made it work for me. I'll be a customer years of life. That's from Chuck and Dana Point.
How about that?
Awesome. I love that. Super cool. Yeah, it's cool. Good job, Chuck. Corey, you had a fun text, you were saying?
Yeah, God, there's so many coming through, Rick. And this one comes from Jeff in Huntington Beach. And Jeff says, good morning, guys. Dave, I heard you like the Fathom 40. What setups do you recommend on a 3-day trip? And the second part of the question, what is your favorite fish to catch on your off time? It says, good luck this season.
Awesome. All right. So
for 3-day, I mean, that would probably be not too far off of day and a half, 2-day gear.
Yeah, it's like you definitely want to have, it's better to have it, not need it, than need it, not have it. So having a light setup, whether it's 20, 25 pound setup for a fly line bait, because 3 days, you know, there's a chance you could be fishing some different grade fish, different zones, you know, depending on the time of year, maybe, you know, bluefin and yellowfin. Of course, just what the ocean has to offer, but 3 days having the time to do so. So lighter rigs, you know, from 20 to 30 pound rigs, you know, mid sinker range, 50, 60 pound rigs like that. So having a light rig, medium rig, and then your nighttime jigging setup. I feel like if you have 3 to 4 setups, you're pretty covered. Maybe there's a casting setup that you want to add in there. So, but at least having the light, medium, and heavy covered. And if, you know, you have want to have doubles for those, I think you'd be pretty well covered. And yeah, Fathom 40, I just say that on the note that that's what we have. Now, like, there's plenty of great reels on the market. Shimano Talikas, Daiwa Saltigas, they're all great reels. Just by chance on what we have on the boat, it is that. And looking forward to acquiring a few different brands as well. For rods, I know we were talking about on one of the breaks. I'm like, man, the numbers. It's, I know I'd like to get a hold of CalStar and get some of their gear on the boat. And, God, Rick, do you have to add to it just on rods?
I think it's perfect. Yeah, in terms of, I think you said it best. You know, if your 3-rod quiver is your live bait rod. If I was picking anything, the 3-rod set of like a 25 pound fly line live bait, and then a 40 to 60 pound heavier bait sinker rig light jig, and then your heavy rod for nighttime fishing. My favorites would be a 278 foot heavy. CalStar for fishing 25 pound, that 40 to 60 pound outfit, like a general purpose. I really like a rod from CalStar called an 875 heavy.
875.
Yeah, it's a 7.5 foot rod, and it's a very good do everything. You could fish 40 to 60 pound on it. It's 7.5 feet, so it's long enough to cast a live bait, but it's got a lot of lift in the tip section of the rod. So if you're sinker rig fishing with 50 pound or maybe even touching 60 pound, and you do hook a 100-pounder, you got plenty of rod there to deal with it. And then in terms of nighttime jigging, I'm with Dave. I'm a rail rod guy more than anything else. And I really like that CalStar 770 extra heavy. 7 foot rail rod, fishes 80-pound, 100-pound, just fine. It's my favorite.
Rick, you were talking about you guys. I mean, just to throw it in here, I'm sorry, but off air, you were talking about going up to CalStar.
Yeah. Doug and Brandon and myself went up to CalStar on Friday to kind of tour the new facility with John and Chris and the whole crew up there. And it was, man, it was really cool. It was really
incredible,
cool.
Huh?
It was incredible. Like you could really feel Chris Yamada's aerospace background in what the new CalStar facility was. Everything was just spotless. Epoxy floors, like you're into a factory that builds fishing rods. It's resins, it's fiberglass, it's composites, it's baking, it's sanding, it's grinding grips, it's applying epoxies to things. It smells impeccable. There's no scent of any chemical of any kind. There's like clean rooms and dirty rooms that are all like crazy ventilated. It was all the lighting, like, you know, we were talking to Chris and John, like, they're so proud that it is such a good workspace for the team. You know what I mean? Like, that was what they were bigger than. Everything is redundant. Like, you could feel that there was a person who worked in a very, in a bigger industry that put this together. Every machine had a backup to it. Everything was clean. Like, everything was done for a purpose. There was a ton of space. It was really cool to see.
And to know it's all made in the USA. You know what I mean? With Southern California hands on it. Mm-hmm. It's not sent to the Orient to have them wrapped. And you know, something I didn't know until last year, Rick, and maybe Dave doesn't know. I know you know, Rick, but they make all their own Hypalon. Like, right?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that until last year. Like, yeah. They do all that stuff in-house.
They are an extremely proud made in the USA.
It's incredible.
But they take it to a very personal, you know, and special level, like even machinery, you know, like they were very proud to tell us, like, you know, this machine is a really big deal. Like, this is manufactured in the United States, and you could get this a lot cheaper if you went overseas, but the quality's not going to be there. The tight tolerance isn't going to be there. Like, this machine, whatever it might be, is available at a fraction of the cost, but it won't produce the level of quality that this one is that's made in the USA. And they like, there was zero hesitation. Like, so, they're very proud to have that American flag on all their products.
I need to ask. You guys go up there, and we're 7 weeks from PCS.
Oh, man.
Is there something going on? I mean, is there something cooking?
I get in trouble every time for saying things that I'm not supposed to. It's way too early. You will be able to get it out of me, for sure. But today is not the day. Yes, we've got some very cool ideas in the works. It was Doug, Brandon, and myself. That crew doesn't get together with Chris and John and something cool doesn't come out of the oven. We're going to have some really cool stuff for PCS.
That's pretty neat.
Just leave it at that.
And having Chris involved has changed the whole program.
Big time.
And not changed it for the worse. I mean, changed it completely for the better.
Yep. Yeah,
it's awesome to hear.
What's fun is getting to see John just take it and run with it. Like, John has basically been given this, he's like the Wizard of Oz. Like, he's been given this unbelievable facility, no hold back on anything material time. And we were talking to him about rods and building. Like, the supply is incredible. Like, they have a ton of rods there that are just ready to go. Like, they built a huge amount, so which is great for a dealer like us. When you need something, you call them, they got it. But it's also given John the ability to prototype and make new, and it's no hold bar. If he's got an idea cooking in his head and they want to build a prototype, it's there. I'll tell you one that I was really proud of. We went to a section where they're, I know that I'm not letting the cat too far out of the bag, because we talked about it the last time Chris was on. They're building, in their mind, the perfect jigging rod. And the jigging rod needs to do a lot of things. It needs to be light enough that it's capable to fish, and the tip needs to move the jig the right way, but it's CalStar, so they want it to be appropriate. They're on the 40th generation of prototypes. 4-0. They have built over 40 blanks. They put them on all the different boats, and they've taken all the opinions from all the people. Hey, we need it tweaked a little bit this way. We want to do a little bit that way. Hey, what if we built it with this guide train instead of that guide train? Like, they are not willing to. They've gone through an entire season where they had a very appropriate jigging rod ready. They could have slapped a CalStar label on it at the beginning of this season and sold a bunch of rods because of it, but just not willing for that thing to come out until, in their opinion, it's perfect. And so it's still not available yet because they want it to be perfect before a rod comes out with a CalStar label on it.
I'm kind of putting the dots together. I'm kind of putting it together.
I hope
do you
so.
See it, Dave?
I
do.
I hope those dots too. I don't know that it will. I hope so. I know exactly what you're thinking, and I don't know if it's. I don't know if we're gonna have it by then or not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. It's it's cool. It was really fun. Yeah. Hats off to those boys. They did a good job, no doubt about it.
Well, I have to say, what led us to this whole thing was the text from Jeff in Huntington Beach. The thing we didn't get out, Dave, was your favorite fish.
Oh,
fish,
off time.
To
yeah.
Fish off
yeah,
time.
That's right.
I can't believe we went this far, right?
It's, largemouth.
Freshwater?
Really? Largemouth is my therapy, peaceful side of it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you.
Oh, yeah.
I would have put you 100% on a surface iron yellowtail. 100%
iron
yellowtail
for saltwater by far.
But at heart.
Like local, elk calf.
These past couple of years, I haven't been into it as much as I was.
Yeah.
But for sure, saltwater. Off away from tomahawk, it for sure be surface iron yellowtail, any type of yellowtail off the skiff. If I got little man, calico bass, bonita.
Talking my language?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm with you on the largemouth, man. It puts you in a different state of mind, too.
I've been off it the last couple years, just worried about the boat, making sure the boat's ready, and just main priority. But, yeah. I think
hard to dedicate the time. It's hard to dedicate the time to do that right when you've got, such a big deal like you do at the tomahawk.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be in position too. And sometimes being in position in the daytime when they're not biting means that you will be on it in the nighttime.
Exactly.
And you don't want to not have that in your back pocket.
So not running away too quick, but being ready.
That's definitely good stuff. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this day and a half trip on the tomahawk. Had such a great time. We're going to be right back. It's Let's Talk Hook Up, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. On the Let's Talk a Kebab, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodation, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship 2-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boast Infinity Drive, which employs 2 drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Dave's going to flip the coin.
Yeah, the honors, bro. Right.
Day and a half trip on the Tomahawk going to a caller, and today the caller is Mike in Solana Beach.
Hey, there congratulations, Mike. Congrats. Dave, man, can't begin to thank you enough. Taking 2 hours out of the day to come hang and talk fishing with us. It was so much fun. I absolutely love the boat and the program that you guys put down. You're doing such a good job. Just keep it going, man.
Thank
awesome.
You for having me. Happy to be here.
We love it. If somebody wants to come fishing with you, how do we do it? And, you know, we were talking PCS, but we see you at the show this year?
Yeah, you guys have seen me there.
Okay,
there.
Cool. That's the Fisherman's Landing booth?
Fisherman's Landing booth, exactly.
Cool. Awesome.
Booking a trip, Fisherman's Landing, 619.
221.
221. I was going to say 251. 221, 8500. Book your spot and option of booking your bunk. Same thing for the charters. Contact Fisherman's Landing, TomahawkSportFishing.com. All linked together. You can book your trip on TomahawkSportFishing.com. It's linked to Fisherman's Landing. So
I love this boat. I love everything you do. The bunk, the comfort, the food, the crew. It's just an awesome, awesome ride. You guys really do it the right way.
Thank you.
Proud to have it, man.
Thank you.
Awesome. Great job. Hey, we're proud to have you. We got another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, we've got Captain Cameron from the Mission Bell is going to be joining us. And then Sunday, we've got Bob from Katmai Lodge. A couple of great shows, talking a lot of fun and having a lot of fun with you. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.